Okay, good morning.
Okay, morning. We are in Shin Chos Tes, Sefeis. This was Pikuach Nefesh. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sefeis, Ein Holti the Pikuach Nefesh Acharot. The klal is that by Pikuach Nefesh we don't start making cheshbonos. Is it Rov? Is it Rov? Miach Rov, meaning, here we're talking about, is he Jewish or not Jewish? Or, you know, Rov cases, you know, whatever, maybe we shouldn't say him not, or whatever. We always, we're Machmir from the Kloch Nefesh. We feel like Tisha Ode Kachovim, Yisrael Echa B'chotzer, even if there are nine Goyim and one Jew in the Chotzer, O Perish Echa Mehem, the Chatzar Acheris, one of them walked away to a different Chatzar, but not for Allah, Sham, Mapolis, and then the building collapsed on him, or whatever. Mefakim, then even on Shabbos, you try to extract him. Him Shinishar Kviyas Arishon, since the original Kviyas of 10 people, 9 people, were still there, come up, Mashmirim Le, Mechsa, Mechsa, General Klal in general call comes to Rov, called the Parish. It's here, and it's also in it's in a few places. It's also in Eben Ezer, and also in the Isra Heter. It's about Tisha Chanuyos. Or question is, it's called the Parish. Is that if you have a Rov and someone and piece of that Rov goes out, so we say, you know, called the parish, rubrical parish. Generally, the one who came out is from that row. So the question over here is: well, there is 9 goyim and one Jew. So the one that came out is probably a goy. But since we say that, since there are 9 people still there and they haven't left, that's called kavua. And kavua, we're nechshav. All these dinim is nechshav kemetza metza. It's not considered a row. So over here, even though one guy left, and it's more than likely it's a big row, that it was probably a goy, but al-Hopanim, since the original Kriyas is there, we say Mechzal Mechzal Mechoshish, and therefore we try to save it. About Im Nek or Kulam, they all, you know, went their own way. Ubushas Akirosa, Jerish Echobehe, Lachotzer, Acheres, and Nafal, and then he went there and got trapped. Then we don't b'chal Shabbos shikim shenek or via sarishim and komo armina called the parish ruba parish. And we do say the klal of called the parish. So therefore that. However, there are the Mishnah Berurah brings the Ramah in Eben Ezer, who holds Taka that you do mafakin as a gal that even in a case the whole city is considered kavua. The Shiloh over there is about a tinok. If you see a baby in the street, so do you have to call Shabbos to save it or not? Now, the din is by maybe Chal Shabbos, that you only want Chal Shabbos to save a fellow Jew, but different cheshbonos mishum eva, because you want to be able to live amongst the goyim, and you want to be able to continue saving people and whatever. So we don't make cheshbonos
or not have them hate you.
Well, that's eva, to have them hate you.
I'm explaining eva,
right? So therefore, it's well. Here's more of the question. Like the question is also people. You know, if let's say an organization would say, okay, we don't treat non-Jews, and they would have their license taken away, and they wouldn't treat Jews. Well, a lot of cheshbonos over here. So therefore, the general call is that it's not. You know, we do treat it, and therefore, even in this case, even if someone was parish, well, let me cheshbonos. So therefore, these halachas are more in theory. you know, the question would be, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, whatever. But the vice generally, as we do treat the going as well. Misha nafla alav apolis, someone who falls a gimel, someone who is, you know, building collapse on him or something. Savik chai, savik mace, we don't know if he's alive. Savik husham, savik ein husham. You're not sure
if he's inside.
Maybe he wasn't there. We saw him there. We don't know. Feeling him to lomish husham. And yeah, he was probably there. Savik akum, savik yisrael. We don't know if he was Jewish or not. We saw from a distance. So he followed someone. Falking a lot of mishiyishbo kamas fakers. We do go ahead and try to try to save him. Now it doesn't mean that if you see, the earthquake and the building collapse, you know, the wall collapses. You know, oh, maybe there's someone there, so let's dig him up. That's me. You saw someone there, and the suffix is, did he escape or not? So you're not sure. But not that well, we should just assume that, well, everywhere, just start, try to dig out whatever that we don't do.
A reasonable assumption that it was it's
a building. I said it's a wall of the chazar. Yeah, building is something else. The people are there. The Mishabur discusses about people who are Mechal Shabbos, and they have a din of a goy, regarding this, and do we save them or not? The general klal is whether we say that whether they have a din of Tinuk Shenishba or Shogeg, Chazanish says Tinuk Shenishba. Rosh says only if everyone they know about Yiddishkeit, only people who mamish don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, Tinuk Shenishba, but maybe they're just showing game, whatever the case may be, however you understand Tinuk Shenishba or not, the advice is that unless you're talking about someone who really, just Rosh says they know about Yiddishkeit. Nowadays, knowing about Yiddishkeit, I don't think it means like.
I think the Pesach has moved very far away from the Mishnah Berurah from today.
I'm saying like, I think things are much more to the, even from a Moshe, are much more to the extent that, like, they have people have no concept.
The world has completely changed.
Yeah, they have no concept, so therefore, even if they know what, idea of Torah, they have no idea what in the world that means.
According to some Paiskim, even if they grew up from.
Yeah, that's okay. Tino Shanishpa is a very broad term. Again, we're not discussing Klapi Shmaya Galia, and we're discussing, Diva Cheshbin, Malasid Lobo, and are they at fault, not at fault, that we're not discussing. There's a specific dinim about Tinashinishba and different things like that, which are Nogea. So even if he's under the dinim, Tinashinishba is Nogea, different dinim, it's not because we're judging a person. Upon him, when it comes to saving someone, most people nowadays, we consider Mumer L'Teyavim, which will be Mutter. Even a Mumer, there's a story of in Europe, there was one of these like communists, like for real, like, you know, Kofi or something like that, and I know that he was captured by the government or something, so they entered Chaim Brisker, and they said, well, what should we do? They assumed he was going to say, we have to give out money. They assumed he was going to say that we're not. Yeah, to leave him. He's a Quaker. He's this, yeah. And he said Alpha PK. And he said everyone has to collect money and save him anyway. You know, and we only, these Kashmiris are not for us. So Levaita, we save him. I feel dalad. I feel matzo marutzatz. Even if he's crushed. The guy's not going to live more than another hour or whatever, a certain amount of time. If Hachin both get on Chokmo, at least you can uncover his head, his face, and check his nostrils. If he's not breathing, v'az vade meis, and that's considered mace, and then you don't do any more. Lo shel pagel baragel tchila doesn't make a difference. You say a head injury or it fell on his feet. If you see he's not, you check he's not breathing b'chol, Now, nowadays, I don't know if you can, if it's necessitation. I think, listen.
Rav Moshe has like an 8-page tshuva on this.
Right. It's not, it's, you know.
The Harvard standard of death.
Yeah, okay, there's a question of what's considered, you know, whatever. You call a paramedic, basically. You don't make cheshbonos. You call a paramedic unless you know the guy, you know, like I said, the building collapses on him and he's out, whatever. And even still, you should call the doctor, or whatever. Matzel Yoinim. Hey, Matzel Yoinim Mesim, Lo Yoimar, Kvar Mesim Tachtoinim. Even if you see that the people on top are dead, you don't say, well, maybe the people underneath are dead. Kol Shekain. Especially because we know that sometimes there's pockets of, you know, there are always pockets underneath, that sometimes people live there for, you know, for tkufa and things and whatever. So even if you find people on top are dead, it doesn't mean people on the bottom are necessarily dead, because they could, it's different matzavim. Of the kachayim shetara al yaris Israel, if you have a group of goyim who are attacking the Jewish area, Jewish cities, whatever, in Bo, Al Iske Mamon, if they're coming because they want money, Ein Mechalim Leinus HaShabbos. Then, you don't Mechal Shabbos to go out and try to fight them or whatever. You give them money. You know, you just, all they want is money, so then, it's, for Hesed Mamon, you can't Mechal Shabbos, so let them take your money. It's nothing to do. Bo, Al Iske, the Fashos, but if they're coming to do a pogrom, to, you know, whatever, Shalom, or that was in Europe. Nowadays, then you take up weapons and Mechal Shabbos to save everyone. It's Pasha. Over here, Hasmucha, the Sefer, it's near the border, Afilu Bo El Iske Tevin Mekash, Halim as Shabbos. That the Gemara says, the Chazal say, whatever, that if they're coming just for Mammon, then you do go ahead and Mechal Shabbos, because the border town, it could just lead to an invasion, whatever. So therefore, I'm not getting into Klalim about nowadays, I'm not getting into that. It's beyond the scope of the shir about these things, but basically, if a goy was coming to do violence, you know, obviously you're allowed to call, you know, do what you can, whatever you need to do to stop him. No mechashbonos. Hagava feel the bow a dying at the roitzim level. Even if they didn't come, but you know they're planning. If you heard them planning to come and to go ahead and to do something, and also you're allowed to call Shabbos to go ahead and to stop them. Some say because if you have one Jew who like, you know, don't take this, you know, my wife's left there, don't take it. Since it's very common that if they're coming from Mammon, it's not just Mammon, it's going to turn into nefashos, because if anyone resists a little bit, then they'll kill him. So then it's pasha that you also mechal Shabbos to stop the ikomakom akol l'chia inyan. Obviously, you have to judge. You can't just go out of bounds. She says, "Oh, there's a guy coming to rob, and you know he's coming to rob." Okay, the person has to know the situation. Don't panic. The Mishavur brings also the general thing, same idea, that if people living in Goyish countries and they're part of the army, so then they also have to go out on Shabbos. Because we also have to join in to protect. And this is Dina Machusa. Because if they don't, if you didn't fight, let's say, you know, used to be in Europe, you didn't fight with the army, then they would get upset and attack the Jews, like the government would go and attack, it would be put up that was for the Yidden. So therefore, again, yeah, so all of these cheshbonos are that if you don't, sometimes the cheshbonos are long-term pikuach nefesh. And if you make a short-term, you look at a short-term, a very, you know, short-term view, well, right now I don't have a Chal Shabbos, But the long term is going to be, well, then they're going to go ahead and the government's going to go ahead and, you know, the king is going to go ahead and get upset and going to, you know, cause a major problem, whatever. There's a lot of, you know, obviously Rabbanim have to make long term cheshbonos about what's okay and what's not. Someone sees a boat sinking in the sea, or you have a flood. Someone's being chased by goyim or even Jews, I guess. But whatever mitzvah,
alcoholism.
I
also have mifnei anus. We'll check the original text. Very interesting.
No, anus means a goy also. But it does not dafka. It has to be. It's just a talking with derech chovet. But whatever, people regard that they're coming to rob, cause violence, whatever it is. Mitzvah kol adam l'chalalim shabbos yishei latzilam avada. Person should call the police. Call this. I don't know. Whatever he needs to do to go ahead and to save him. But the question is, person does have to. You know, like I said. Any of these pikuach nefesh shailos, but you shouldn't go overboard, and he really just has to think for a second, is there really pikuach nefesh here? Right, someone trips and falls and is bleeding, you know, even if it's an older person, you know, and he has a cut on his head. I don't know if he fell on his face, but he cut on his cheek, and, you know, and he's fine, but he has a cut. A person has to wear. Obviously, a person does something because he's actually worried, even though, because he doesn't know, I don't think there's any kindness in him. But the person shouldn't just, you know, should just think for a minute before running to, you know, if it's not obvious, figure out the situation.
Probably in this kehila, there's a tendency to be too much, you know. So it's probably more important to stress that if there's a chashash, that you need to be machal shabbos. That should be your gut reaction.
Right, okay. You have to actually see there's a chashash. You know, in general, if you don't know, so you don't know, it's a suffix. You know, but the point over here is that
mitzvah asay dechales to say b'chayvehem is an answer.
Right. No, but
if you have a chashash and you're not 100% sure and you don't have access to a local rabbi, you better just go do it. Just
right,
go
no,
be mechal shabbos.
If a kid falls and cuts his lip and he's bleeding a lot,
it's not a second.
Yeah, something like that. I'm saying people panic, see a lot of blood, and panic. Oh well, he cut his lip. Okay, you know, whatever. Anyone who goes ahead, and this is a general klal, this is the Mishnah's truth about this, for Atala, someone who goes through Matzil, this is talking, you know, for whatever reason, then they close in Chayzon, this is talking about fighting, and Koman, they're allowed to go back. So they can go ahead and mount. So, like I said, there's long chuvas that any person from Tzola, you know, goes to say someone, they're allowed to drive back. People call Shabbos. Here, I think they make in Eretz Yisrael make certain cheshbonos, depending, you know, if they do go in an ambulance and whether they can go back. Yeah, whatever. I ain't sham is far about it. There's different place game. There's different minhagim, but that general rule is that if the person goes out to save, he's allowed to go back so he can save people again. Even with Hal Shabbos. Shin Lamed. Dina Yoledes. Yoledes, you can call the Sheish Bosakana. Yoledes is considered a Hal Sheish Bosakana. A Hal Shabbos, a Homa Shatzvicha. Anything she needs, you can call Shabbos. Korim, La Chachama, Mimachum Lamachum. You can call like a midwife or any nurse or whatever it is. The doctor, how is it to come? Yalli Noisa. Or get her to the hospital. Even if he's a suma, you can light a candle because people can see what's going on. And some babies who are nifter, but since it's a general the normal thing. So therefore, the klal ba'yoledes is klal ba'asher yicholim shalos v'shana. Obviously, it's not. You don't have to, you drive to the hospital with your elbow. Obviously not. But that's why in the hospital's here. They have, if you have a koi, you can do it, or if you do a b'shino, you have to do something. It's better. We're going in tzrichin lahavila kli. Whatever you can mishana, which is not mishana in the actual thing, it's as simple as she needs something, so then if there's a way to mishana it, you can mishana it. Now obviously if there's no time to think, we don't do that. Beis kusis uvedes pachavim emi alinoi, so the Shabbos, the general din is that we don't get involved in being mialed or going. Obviously, people working in the hospital, different things, and different cheshbonos. But basically, it means that you should go ahead and call another non-Jew to come to deal with the situation if you can. Feel b'davar she'ein bo chilul Shabbos, that we don't even there's no chilul Shabbos, then we should do it. And the Mishmur points out that listen, like I said, nowadays, all the cheshbonos are, if you can't start making chilukim, and a person that's making chilukim or chilul Shabbos, or one of the other person works in the hospital, he'll get fired, and then he won't be able to save yiddin. Different cheshbonos, it's going to cost balls, and we only cheshbonos like that. Again, this is talking about certain specific situations where he shouldn't put himself out necessarily to do that, and he should find different things. I'm sure there are different ways to schedule things. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but this is the basic halacha, and we go from there. Nikreis yoledes l'chala ala Shabbos. When is she called the yoledes? V'shiteishiv ala mashber. When she's bearing down, they call it. Oveshasha adam sheiseis v'yored, or when she blood starts flowing. Breaking water is not necessarily called that unless, it depends. Some people tell someone the water breaks 2 days before. I don't know. But if she's having heavy contractions, and then her water breaks, that definitely is a sign. Heavy constant contractions is also a sign. Or else if they're in front of the carriage, she can't walk. Shabbos. And nowadays, obviously, the point you're allowed to mechal. The question gets into, if it's close to Shkia, and she's having contractions every 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, whatever. Should you run to the hospital or not? Like, but you shouldn't if first labor maybe. Yeah, I don't know if that you see that she still has time. But if she's starting to have frequent contractions, whatever, and even if it's close to 5 minutes before Shkia, on Motzei Shabbos, you go.
There are also some mental factors involved as well. If she's scared,
you have to get a doctor to give you shir. Kol shlosha yomim harishonim. I feel Amr in a tzvicha on the chalas of Shabbos. 3 days after, even if she doesn't need, she's a dinner of a chol sheish ba sakana, and you turn the air conditioner on, you make sure she's comfortable. Vishosha at shiva, Amr in a tzvicha in the chalas. She says that she doesn't need whatever it is to mechala, only to mechala Shabbos. Kama elach, I feel Amr tzvicha on the in the chalas in aleha. After she says no, I need not to do to chol Shabbos. Which means that if she needs something, you're allowed to call a goy to go ahead and to do some sort of malacha to help her out or whatever. If a woman gives birth and she's nifter, you're allowed to do a cesarean to go ahead and to see if because maybe the child's alive. But nowadays, obviously, we can check with machines and monitors and things. So I guess that you check and see if it's alive or not alive. They can usually tell. And obviously, it's a suffix, then whatever whatever the protocol is. The reason we don't cut open the belly, during the Chol, since we're not bucking in when the woman, if the mother's really dead, they say that it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch about something, there used to be a bell, or I don't know, Shulchan Aruch, I've seen it, used to be a bell on the
tack. That's where ringing the bell comes from.
Ringing the bell.
There were buried people that they thought were dead, but they weren't.
Sometimes people, they were knocking and they weren't really dead, and people make mistakes, and there's a bell to shake, if someone's
inside their coffin.
Inside the coffin, and if Taka, they woke up, then people would hear it. It was a known thing, therefore, what the Ramah says, we're not 100% bucky, so don't play around. We don't try to cut her open, whatever, but nowadays, the medicines, we have a much better idea of what's going on. Even still, there's still mistakes, but it's, let's see the protocol, that's regular protocol of doctors and medicine, that's how we go. Also, Madura Leonis, for Shoshin Yang.
Just stop reading the Bazaar.
Let's just read this. Also, Madura Leonis, for Shoshin Yang. You're allowed to light a Madura if she's cold during the 30 days. Even if she has Tamos, even if she has the chills, even in the summer. Mutari Machari and Liskan Negative Madura, that's Ayn La'el, Ishai Bab, and we'll stop here.
So, Mommy said.